Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be taking your calls throughout the next 3 hours of broadcast, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to cover extensively the open announcements of the plan to go ahead and strike Iran, the frame-up that is taking place on that front. Right now, let's go to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Thank you very much for what you've been doing lately.
Thank you.
I live in a small town of Farmington, the suburbs, and I'm always out and about, you know. And on the highway, for the past month and a half, I've been seeing so much military activity going on. And I have a bunch of videos I want to send you. Armor Light tanks coming in on trails, about 13 of them I have recorded. Military convoys coming in. Huey's going up by the old military base by us. And it seems like they're getting everything ready for something. And we've never seen this. I lived here for 24 years. And my mother and father never seen any of this happen before in their life. And, I mean, I don't know what's going on.
You want to see Austin, Texas, armored Homeland Security vehicles photographed by one of my shipping department 2 weeks ago in San Marcos. Homeland Security buses all over the place. FEMA's taken over the old Highland Mall. They first took over part of it. Now they've taken over the whole thing. Helicopters all over the place. Military checkpoint videos pouring in of military coming up to people's cars, asking them if they've had their flu shot. Clearly, they're going to try to use the flu while an Iran attack goes on, if they believe the public will buy it, as the pretext for a domestic clampdown.
Right, and speaking of that, too, we live maybe about 1,000 feet from the Yukon Medical Center, and there is so much National Guard there. I mean, they're giving out in Hartford, the city. They're giving out vaccines for money. If you take the vaccine shot, you'll get $50. And you can clearly see the signs at Walgreens, CVS, everywhere. And all the local cops, too, even suburb cops, they're all armed with M16A2s. I mean, you can clearly see them inside the cop cars. And they have new BDUs now. And just 2 weeks ago,
you know,
I reported.
They're not just planning to hit Iran and do all these horrible things. They're going to. Very soon, they're saying they're planning on it, devalue the dollar. And when that happens, we'll be in a depression overnight. And that's the whole point. From a military standpoint, they're openly arming and building up against us and announcing they're going to put 379,000 regular army on the streets of America. And that's why we need listeners to go out and videotape and keep a small camera or photo still camera on them at all times. Because it's really happening, my friend. You were going to say you took a photo of something?
Well, which I've taken pictures, and I used to have a nice camera, and I was filming the National Guard doing training at Central Connecticut, and a military personnel walked up to me, took my camera, threw me on the ground, zip-tied me, and broke the camera. And now I'm considered a domestic terrorist. I can never go out and buy another firearm ever again. I mean
have you tried? Have you tried?
Oh, I went down, actually, yesterday to go down to Newington Gun Exchange to go try to buy another rifle, and they denied me right away. Red flag popped up on the computer and said, you're not allowed to.
No jury. You're just put on a list, and the attorney general has claimed this power. If we give in to this chilling effect, we've already lost. This is the most vicious form of tyranny when you're put on secret list. My guys, Rob Dew got arrested, and it was the military and FBI running the state penitentiary they were putting people in, and just for asking the military for an interview, Jason Douglas was told he was going to be put on a list. So they're reveling in their Fallujah-type list, just like everybody in Fallujah got put on a list. This is the occupation of our country. You need to call your congressman. You need to sue over this. You need to demand that this be removed. We need to stand up and fight this. God bless you, Mike. I'm sorry the secret police got you. But if we give in to this through fear and then don't ask questions or speak out, they win and it's over. They're getting ready to bankrupt everything, ladies and gentlemen. More calls straight ahead.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're 1 hour, 8 minutes into this 4 hour transmission. We just began simulcasting the syndicated radio show on the web via television at PrisonPlanet.tv. I do want to just point out that coming out October 21st, I will release Fall of the Republic. Each film gets better, but this is a whole quantum level above any film I've ever made. You can pre-order those at InfoWars.com. And as things deteriorate and as things fall apart, we will release the film at PrisonPlanet.tv early if we have to and start shipping the DVDs early. So whoever gets their orders in first will have them shipped to them in order. So the pre-ordering going on now, and we're only 21, 22 days out from the film being released and being shipped. So PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know we have Ted, Dennis, Roman, Annie, Lewis. We're going to get to all of you at the bottom of the hour with both of our guests on any issue you want to discuss. But for these next two little short segments with our guest, I wanted to go over the Iran situation. 3 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, a secret mission by Benjamin Netanyahu was sent to Russia to meet with Putin and Medvedev, the president and prime minister. We clearly pointed out that that was about getting the green light to strike Iran. A few weeks later, Russia came out and said, yes, we may have to support a strike on Iran and sanctions. A big shift. The deal was to, at least for now, pull the missile systems out of Western Europe Eastern Europe to get that concession that Russia will be left alone. The bargaining chip, I guess, was launching the sneak attack on Russia on 888 to say, we're serious, you better let us have Iran. Israel helped, of course, launch that attack, according to Jerusalem Post and Haaretz, along with NATO and U.S. forces on 888 in Georgian areas of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. So we have all of that going on. We have the open announcements of troops being deployed all over the country, searching people at checkpoints, new videos coming in every day, very chilling, open talk of forced inoculation. If we don't get the word out, that's going to end up happening. Open discussion of the dollar being completely devalued anytime in the next 2 years, maybe even quicker. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going into receivership. A foreign group of banks, by fraud, by fraudulent means, has seized control of our government. They have threatened the Congress with martial law on record. Senator Inhofe's on record. Many other congressmen are on record. We cover that in the Obama deception. It's on record that they've been threatened with martial law. Ron Paul has talked about that here on the show. This is a very, very serious time. And the military and police have shown themselves on the heels of what happened at the G20. I'm going to talk about that in the fourth hour today. One of my camera guys being arrested, Rob Dude. They were taken to a military facility run by the military and the FBI at the state penitentiary. They pepper sprayed people and tear gassed them once they were handcuffed on the ground. They tortured Luke Radowski, stripped him down, made fun of him, made fun of Rob Dew's body. That's what they did to everybody when you go to the bathroom. Just really horrible stuff. And they came and took the guns. That was an admitted laboratory test in New Orleans in the high and dry areas. They wouldn't bring food and water in. They followed orders. They confiscated the firearms. They've been training in Iowa this year in Arcadia for gun confiscation door to door. I had the colonel on. That was in the news. They bragged about how they were doing it. This is high treason. And the military and police have shown themselves that in a mob psychology, in the heat of the moment, they will take your guns, they will take your children, they will forcibly inoculate you. Now, are they going to stage a new war, as the RAND Corporation document showed they wanted to do 8 months ago that Paul Watson wrote about? Is it going to be mixed with the flu outbreak? Is it going to be mixed with the dollar devaluation? We don't know. But the assets are in place, the legislation's in place. This appears to not be a tabletop exercise where it's a drill on paper. It's a fact that the real hardware assets and training is in place, and they're drilling openly at a level conservatively 20, 30, 40 times anything we've ever seen. I want to now go to Kurt Nemo of Infowars.com and Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com, both my main editors of those sites. Kurt, Let's tackle Iran first, and we'll go through all of this, and then Paul, I want to get Paul's take on it. You've written two excellent articles, Building a Pretext for Mass Murder, Iran's Secret Enrichment Facility. And then you read in, the U.S. launched the sneak attack on Russia, but they said Russia launched it, and later they had to admit it was a lie. They said Iraq had WMDs, yellow cake, aluminum tubes. That was a lie. You prove this is just one of many enrichment facilities on record, and that this is another huge hoax, just like Iraq. And they only do this, and then now they put out the fake patsies being busted that the FBI created, founded, gave them the bombs, same MO as usual. So they're creating the terror fear again ahead of a staged terror attack. Everything is happening. They're demonizing the Patriot gun-owning movement, admitting Homeland Security's for us, claiming the American people have linked up with Al-Qaeda. It doesn't look good, Kurt Nemo.
Yeah, it doesn't look good at all. On Friday, Obama went before the G20. Flanked by Brown and Sarkozy, and accused Iran of building a new uranium enrichment plant to produce weapons-grade uranium. Turns out this is total nonsense. The United States knew about this plant being under construction for 2 years, and also Iran doesn't have the capability to enrich uranium to 95%, which is needed for weapons-grade for bombs. So, in essence, this is just another pretext. The corporate media spun it as they're building an atomic bomb. So it's just more nonsense, getting ready for an attack on Iran.
Just like it was later declassified that the girl who testified about seeing Republican Guard throw babies out of incubators turned out she'd never been to Kuwait. Her family owned the big PR firm that was paid to put the story out. It's just classic, and they wouldn't be going with a lie this big and this bold if they weren't planning to hit Iran.
Absolutely. They're planning on hitting it. Also, Debka today reported that, and of course that's a suspicious news source, but they reported, if you can believe them, that the United States is in the process of developing a new bunker buster that's going to be able to take out these, reinforced bunkers.
No, that was admitted 6 years ago. That's a McDonnell Douglas, and they have several other big bunker buster, smaller nukes. So, yes.
Yeah, I mean, these are nuclear-tipped bunker busters, which is pretty scary.
Well, you accuse the country of about to nuke people when you nuke them, and all the good old boys get a extension, feel manly through it, even though they can't find it on a map. And, of course, we'll all breathe that as it rains back down on us. Your article breaks this down. I mean, they've built these things all over the country. They haven't come clean. They said, okay, we finish a new enrichment center. Come inspect as it opened. They've got them all over the country. This is just another mass lie.
Right. And also, Iran is not anywhere near bringing this plant online. So they have followed the rules that are set up by the IAEA as far as under the nuclear, the NPT to come supposedly come clean, as Obama put
it. But Israel doesn't come clean about its 400 to 800 high-tech nukes and submarines and ICBMs to deliver it and cruise missiles. I mean, why can Israel have all this and then no one's supposed to talk about it, but Iran can't have anything?
Well, Israel's a preferred client state. They're allowed to do that in the same way that Pakistan's allowed to do it.
Paul Watson, another giant hoax. We need a headline explaining that this is a hoax, just like they had announced that Russia snuck attacked Georgia. I mean, this is a giant hoax.
That's right, Alex. I mean, if you remember, Obama won the nomination against Hillary by posing as this peacenik because Hillary kept saying in debates how she wanted to go after Iran. And Obama was positioning himself as the opposite of that. You know, he would seek talks with Iran. He was this ambassador for peace. And now he's involved in one of the biggest stage-managed and contrived inventions that we've seen in years, which is acting as a pretext for hostility against Iran. You know, I mean, the fact is that, as Kurt lays out in his article, Obama claimed that Iran was breaking these rules, but under the March 2007 agreement that Iran had with the IAEA, they're not required to report a nuclear processing installation when it's first being constructed. They're only required to report it 6 months before any nuclear materials are brought onto the site. So Iran reported it, as would be routine, to the IAEA early last week. And then Obama seized upon that as if Iran's cover had been blown and that they were trying to come clean after the fact when they were just reporting it 6 months before the nuclear material was going to be on site. And the plant itself is 18 months away from even being completed. Obama himself knew of the plant's existence, that it was being built, straight after he got elected in January, and the U.S. has been aware of it since 2006. So they choose the G20, they choose this moment, and by the way, it's right on the eve of talks with Iran. So Obama's, you know, characteristic as this statesman, this ambassador, has been blown wide open again.
Well, just like last time, I want to talk about that when we come back, he says, I want to be friends with you right when they launch the CIA destabilization. He says, I want to be your friend. And they go, okay, we're going to open this plant. And they go, oh, my God, we found a secret plant. Then you read down deeper, it says Iran announced it. I mean, it's just, but just like the public loves to be lied to about how the banks were going to use the bailout money to unfreeze the mortgages, and then they get the money and say they're not going to day one. It's all about hoaxes, all about giant lies. Stay there. Let's talk about the timetable for hitting Iran. Israel says they could do it any time now. God help us.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Your call's coming up in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, whoever wants to go first can. From all these hundreds of articles that we've been reading and scanning the last few weeks, the announcements, Israel saying they're getting ready to attack, Israel doing drills to attack. Clearly they're beating the drums just like they did up until March 2003 with the strike on Iraq. The same folks that lied about WMDs there are now doing it here, but not worried about Pakistan, who the West actually gave nukes to and delivery systems. They want to go into Iran more than anything, just as a political cover for devaluing the dollar here. Because as long as they devalue the dollar while we're in a war, people will wave flags and say, great, I'm glad I'm going bankrupt. The Rand Corporation talked about that, didn't they, Paul?
Yeah. that was about a year ago, they said we want a major new war, you know, to get the weapons trade flowing again. And we've been talking about this for years, but as Kurt mentioned, the massive ordnance penetrator, the nuclear-tipped bunker buster, they're reporting now that it's been brought forward by no less than 3 years, and that it indicates, quote, the Obama administration has been preparing military muscle to back up the international condemnation of Iran. So they're getting ready for the sanctions, as you said.
Oh, Israel's got those, too. They, what was it, 2 years ago, ordered, I want to say, 50 of them? I mean, this is of course they have bunker-busting mini-nukes.
No, it's the first 15-ton super bunker-buster bomb, so it's just a bigger version.
Oh.
Because it allows them to reach a depth of 60 meters, according to this article, before exploding. So they're just beefing up the weapon systems. And I don't think that we've said all along they can't do it without some kind of major provocation. You had Robert Baer on the show about, 2 years ago now, who said that they could launch an attack inside the United States. The Saudis could launch it in a false flag and blame it on Iran, which seems to line up with everything we're seeing, especially with the CIA Front Intel Center now saying that because bin Laden said something on an audio tape, which is completely ridiculous within itself if you study who's behind it, that an imminent al-Qaeda attack is to be expected.
And then FBI goes out and finds former prisoners, leads them, gives them cell phones, money, and fake bombs, and busts them at the same time, clearly to coincide with the G20 and the Iran situation. And going back to Saudi Arabia, with Israel, with the U.S., setting up the Taliban and al-Qaeda in Charlie Wilson's war, which is a whitewash, but that part is true, it's the same M.O. That's why the hijackers were known Saudi intelligence, according to Mr. Springman of the U.S. Embassy, and ordered to come over here and set up, thinking they were taking part in drills. Saudi Arabia always helps stage attacks to go after its enemy, Iran and Iraq. It's very, very... I agree with Baer when he said that a year and a half ago. We should repost that, Paul.
Yeah, and obviously it ties in with the fact that the U.S. government, both under Bush and Obama, has been funding al-Qaeda-affiliated groups, Sunni terrorist groups, to go into Iran and attack Iran. And there have been attacks on parliament buildings in Iran that have all led back to this Jundullah organization, which was formerly headed by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and it's being funded directly by the CIA.
And by the way, the White House put out a press release 3 years ago on that. They're proud of this because they know the public can't tell al-Qaeda from Shiite. It's like John McCain during the campaign saying that. I mean, they think of the public as absolute trash.
Well, yeah, they don't care. I mean, it's black and white. They just portray it as a comic book villain piece every time. I mean, they tried to overthrow Ahmadinejad, obviously, a few months ago with this election, when there were cries of staged elections, which is pretty rich when the most recent election in Afghanistan is admittedly completely staged for the Western puppet to get back in power, but there's no establishment media outcry about that.
Kurt, let me ask you this, and we'll come back and ask Paul and then take calls. When do you believe they're getting ready to hit, from all their statements, hit Iran? Is there any way to stop them from saying they've got WMDs and we'll do Iraq Part 2?
Well, it looks like mass murder by Christmas, but not necessarily. Recall that Obama said that they're going to impose some punitive medieval sanctions on Iran prior to, you know, putting this war agenda on the table.
And so then give them ultimatums, and then it's almost like a get-the-popcorn countdown as Americans go, we feel manly when we see skyscrapers blowing up during shock and awe. We feel manly. We may have lost our jobs and lost our bank accounts, but we want to feel manly. We want to see some buildings blow up. It's better than going to a Bruce Willis movie. Come on, we want to feel manly right now. Bomb that Middle Eastern country. It's not Middle Eastern, but they don't care. We'll be right back with Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, get their take on all this and take your phone calls. Countdown to the strike on Iran.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
We're going back to your phone calls with Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson, both of InfoWars and Prison Planet, joining us today. I wanted to, again, remind viewers and listeners that you can pre-order Fall of the Republic. And each one of my films tends to get a little bit better than the last. And Obama Deception is great. It's excellent. It's good for newbies. It's designed to shatter the left-right paradigm. It's the biggest film I've ever made. Most watched online, most DVDs out there. Activists have gotten it, made copies, keep it up. But Fall of the Republic is a whole nother level. It's a whole nother level. And the budget is almost double any previous budget I've had. And I would encourage everybody to go check it out at Infowars.com. Look at the cover, watch the trailer, read about it. Get your pre-order in now, because we're going to attempt to start shipping it out 3 or 4 days before the October 21st date. I got it off to the manufacturers earlier than I normally do so that we'd have time to ship these out, so a lot of people will be getting them on the date of October 21st. Some people maybe even before. I can't promise that, but we're really trying. Also, it'll be at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality for all the members there to download, burn to disk, a DivX copy, to get it out to everybody. We're getting it uploaded and ready in the next few days in case a war gets launched or we go into quarantines, something like that happens. I'll go ahead and release it early and start shipping it early, too. And I did end up releasing the Obama Deception 3 days early because of some things happening here. Folks, just get Follow the Republic today. Your purchase also makes what we do here possible. You can go to followtherepublic.com for all things Follow the Republic. It is Volume 1. Volume 2 will come out March 15th of next year on the anniversary of the Obama deception. This version covers how the banks took over, what their new world order is, what their master plan is, the secret police, Stasi teams, the television, mind control system, the propaganda, the left-right paradigm. It's just an amazing film. Follow the Republic, Volume 1, available at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me. It's 1995, P.O. Box 19549, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. We also have some discounts where you can get $5 off the film and you get it with Camp FEMA or the Obama Deception. We're posting specials right now where you can get the Obama Joker shirts with InfoWars, fascism, or socialism on them for $5.95. That's right at about a dollar above cost. So you basically get the shirt almost free. By the time we ship it and handle it and all that, basically is free. So you can get the shirt with it for $5.95 when you get it. And that's going up on the shopping cart right now for folks that are interested in that. And lastly, some of the other sponsors that make this radio show possible, our local AM and FM affiliates. Be sure and support those local sponsors you hear and spread the word about the local stations we're on. And support the local affiliate sponsors that you hear. That is so important. And thank those sponsors. We're really getting a lot of affiliates right now. I want to thank all those folks. And the great folks at eFoodsDirect.com, the highest quality storable foods company out there. They have organic food lines, non-GMO, non-hybrid as well. They have the three-day first responder. They have the seven-day first responder. They have one-month supplies that fit easily in the trunk of your car. They have a year supplies. Just check out eFoodsDirect.com. In these insane times, we all need to be somewhat self-sufficient, and it's only going to get crazier from here on out. The food lasts more than 10 years in climate control. 10 years if it's not climate control, like in the garage where I have mine. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, going back to you guys, and I want to go to calls. They'll be all over the map, but that's fine because you guys study this stuff every day. Paul Watson, you were trying to finish up a point when I cut you off for Kurt. Continue with what we're seeing happen with Iran.
Well, you ask Kurt when, if and when you think they'd launch the attack. I don't think they'll launch it under Obama. I think you'd probably see a single attack on a nuclear facility like Israel did against Iraq. But I don't think you'll see a full-scale war until they put a Republican back in. I think Obama's the kind of guy to jab them and keep them on the back foot, and then a neocon administration will come in and deliver the knockout blow in 2012.
So you think he's happy with the 50,000 troop escalation, already 30, they want 50,000 more, replacing the troops pulled out of Iraq, sent to Afghanistan and Pakistan with mercs, with mercenaries, with contractors, and that they're just going to further put sanctions on, encircle, and soften Iran up for... But here's the issue. Clearly, they're gearing up on a war footing here in the U.S. They're clearly getting ready and telling police departments that the citizens are going to attack all their departments. That's confirmed mainstream news. I would agree with you, Paul, if we weren't seeing such a massive buildup. And now, I said, if they start staging bust of terrorists, that's to introduce into the mind that it's real, that I think that... I think you may be wrong, Paul. I hope you're right, but I think you could be wrong. I'm seeing signs here that they may go ahead and stage terror attacks and say Iran did it. But I do agree Iran is 65 million, not 20 million like Iraq, or 21 million. It was 23 million, but millions are dead, and millions others have left. It used to be 25 million total, but it's down to 21 million now. That they could just do aerial bombardments. But under Bush 3 years ago, the attack plans were published to hit more than 300 sites inside Iran with as much as a month-long bombardment. Iran has better surface-to-air missiles, air-to-air missiles. They have better anti-ship missiles. They've been testing these missiles that can hit Israel. We know they do have powerful chemical weapons. I would imagine they've got biological weapons. And Iran historically lost 1.5 million people fighting Saddam in the U.S. when they had primitive systems. These are not Arabs, and I'm not. Arabs have a lot of courage, but historically their armies aren't very well trained. Iranians are up there in the military science publications I've read as some of the most dogged and suicidal fighters out there. So I don't think the globalists are going to have to stage any terror attacks if they hit Iran.
Well, I don't think they'll be sending troops in anytime soon, because those secret documents in relation to Afghanistan say they need 500,000 more troops. So they're just not going to have the personnel to send in there. But yeah, they're probably going to conduct aerial bombardments just as they did with Iraq. So that's to be expected over the next few years. But I don't think it'll be anything on the scale of Iraq until they put a Republican in again, because they'll be able to sell it better to the neocons.
Kurt Nimmo, your take on all this.
Well, that's basically what happened under Bush Sr. with the Gulf War, and then his, with Clinton. Clinton oversaw punitive sanctions, murderous sanctions on Iran for almost a decade. So it could repeat that way.
But he also launched attacks on Serbia, bombing their infrastructure,
right,
and putting in ground forces in Pristina.
Here's the deal, though. If they take out any of these plants, Iran's not going to sit there. They've got sunburn missiles. They've got the high technology that he talked about. They're going to respond. I don't think they're going to sit back. They're going to destabilize the troops in Iraq, and it'll be, it'll start those.
It's going to be human wave attacks like the Iran-Iraq war. The Pentagon's own reports say that. We've had top CIA analysts retired on agreeing with that, which is what the globalists want. They want to get us, that's what Rand Corporation says, into a war like World War II, where we're actually in danger of losing. So we'll then psychologically join with the government. They've set up the national draft boards again, and they're going to have the troops. I think this could be the start of Armageddon.
Very well.
Well, you know what will happen if they do fight back? The media will express absolute shock and indignation that they dare do anything, as, hundreds of thousands of their people are being liquidated.
Well, that's just like G20. I mean, we've got them coming up and hitting women in the head. A woman's riding her bike at the university. They say no one's allowed on the street. They hit the woman twice. She gets up, fights back, and the media says, how dare this cowardly terrorist attack our finest? I mean, you got guys in Darth Vader outfits wantonly rioting, beating people up, the police, and then a woman, a little woman, dare push back at the police, and the media literally, we could play the clips, like, oh my gosh, she just hit an officer. This is horrible. I mean, it's this sick system where they assault you, they shock and awe you. In fact, go to YouTube, pull up a shock and awe, then blowing those buildings up. And then it's like, oh my God, they fired back. You're not allowed to. It's Al Qaeda. Kurt?
Well, I mean, they had people abducted off the street. And then neocons, because their infantile minds couldn't accept that America's dead, basically, tried to claim it was all a hoax and it was staged by the protesters, until G20 officials came out Friday night and admitted that, yeah, they abducted people off the streets via unmarked cars.
Yeah, but see, the Pentagon-run Michelle Malkin, who's admittedly Pentagon-run, that's even her big sponsors, they knew it was real. It's a military tactic to just deny. They go, I'm not punching you, boom, I'm not punching you, and it's meant to just get you off balance for a minute. They knew those were real police cars. They knew those were troops arresting people. I've only seen one CNN report where they admitted sound cannons. Go ahead, Kurt.
I was going to say, in regard to the possible attack on Iran, I think the Pentagon's got a whole plan, not just to take out the nuclear facilities, but take down the whole civilian and military infrastructure in that country like they did in Iraq. They realize that they cannot just take out a couple nuclear facilities and then sit back and see what happens. They're going to take down the whole country and bring it back to the Stone Age. They're going to have to.
Well, that's like Serbia. Anybody who becomes first world and isn't controlled by the central banks will be bombed. Yeah, bomb them, have internal revolutions, and if they can just knock them out and have them be all screwed up, that's good. They don't like big glistening buildings and sharp-dressed people and people making money and being happy.
Well, the difference is when Bush attacked Iraq, the country had suffered under more than a decade of sanctions that killed 1 million Iraqis and 500,000 children. So they were decimated when they attacked them. Iran's not like that. They're ready to go.
Well, Iran has said they're going to fire 11,000 sunburn missiles at all the ships.
Right.
They are, and those things have got a several hundred mile range. They've got a bunch of missiles to hit Israel. Israel's going to nuke them. Israel has said, we're going to bomb you, and if you fight back, we're going to nuke you. And so I guess the world's going to see Israel nuking their major cities, and it'll be, good, nuke them. Israel bombs you. You're not allowed to fight back. I mean, it's so sick. It's like it's a the riot police splitting heads, and then no one's allowed to stand up to them. It's a microcosm of
yeah,
that.
I think during this, though, Israel will have a bench-warming role. They won't be involved in the attack. It'll be the United States if it happens at all.
I don't know. Israel went into Iraq.
The thing about Iran, Alex, and their nuclear facilities is all their nuclear facilities are littered with surveillance cameras that are directly wired to the UN. Even if they attempted to create bombs, which is nuclear weapons, which is completely impossible, as Kurt said earlier, because they've only got 5% enrichment, everything they do is fed directly back into the UN.
Well, why is Pakistan allowed to have nukes given to them by the West? Iran doesn't. These systems admittedly get nowhere near the 95% enrichment. I mean, it's so hypocritical and ridiculous.
Well, it's because, like Netanyahu said, Iran, like them or not, and we're by no means fans of Ahmadinejad or anything like that, stand in opposition to the New World Order. They're not in the club. That's right. What he said a few days ago at the UN. They're trying to overthrow the world order. That's the direct quote. They're not trying to overthrow anything. They're just trying to be a prosperous and peaceful and progressive nation. And that's not acceptable in the eyes of the U.S. and Israeli military-industrial complex.
Just like our government has said, we got to have our standard of living lowered. And so they're bankrupting us by design.
Exactly.
Let's take some calls. Ted in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Listen, of course they're going to start all these wars because I'm proud of Ron Paul, but you cannot audit that Federal Reserve. That's the source of this whole apparatus, and he's doing a great job, but they're not going to allow that. Of course they've got to divert attention and start these wars, and I'm with you, Alex. I believe that it will be the final world war. There's just too many things in place that falls in line with Scripture, for one. But I don't believe there's going to be any military coup like Bob Chapman suggests, or even my dad, who's 60 years old. I think that's more wishful thinking. There's obviously, when you look at all these things that are happening, whether it's Pittsburgh, Seattle, Denver, there's obviously way more. A majority of the military and police enjoy being thugs, and it's a small minority that disagrees with it. And that carries on through into government and political offices.
Well, you're right. This is organized evil. And because the system has authority, any order will be followed, just like Germans would follow orders of Hitler to kill children because the Führer said so. And these cops, if they're told to do something, they will take your guns, they will kill you. And we better, as a country, have a real talk about this, because the same banks that hate Iran hate this country. And notice that they're going to use the United States to bring in the New World Order and attack all these countries and then bankrupt us in the process, taking out both their enemies at the same time.
Well, there's something that people need to realize, and that's the power they have in numbers. And bringing up that again, the Pittsburgh and Seattle and Denver things that go on, the people, I'm sorry, I'm not there physically, and I have a family here in Florida where I'm taken care of. But if there's something going on in Orlando, and, I mean, this is just me, but if I see somebody hitting a woman, arresting somebody, all those people standing around sometimes with only three or four little thugs, they don't understand their power. And I'm sorry, I know you're not for violence, Alex. I know you're always against that. You want to reach out to people first and reach as many as we can, but it's going to come. It's inevitable.
Well, more than that, and I don't do this from a cold-blooded position. The more images of them burning down churches, beating women, attacking old ladies with police dogs, this is waking everybody up. The emails are flowing in, the calls. People are saying, why don't we stand up? And the police are getting emboldened by the sheep that they're tearing the guts out of. I don't think they realize that the sleeping giant is rising, and they're taking the people's restraint as a sign of weakness. It's not. Why do you think gun sales are at record levels for the last year?
Well, I agree, and I hope that that's the case. I am a Christian myself, and I'm not one of these rapture freaks. Revelation 2:10 itself talks about Jesus brings up that many of his followers will be tortured to death, basically to test their faith. I mean, if you're raptured out, how are you going to be tortured to death? You can read that Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, and you can back up a second, too. I want to bring up another issue briefly, if you'd allow me.
We got one minute. Go ahead.
Okay, back up to Revelation 2, 9, the verse just before that where it talks about the synagogue of Satan. Jesus brings up this one group of people as the main cause of the tribulations that are coming. And I'm no a Jew basher or anything like that. But it is brought up in 2:9 and 3:9, Revelation 3:9 also, and it's something that people need to look into and learn about. You got to identify the enemy, and if we don't address that issue, things will never be able to be defeated. I've got two other real quick things. I know you just
Ted, we're out of time. We got to go to break. We're gonna get to other callers. I appreciate your call, Dennis, Roman, Annie, Lewis, and others. We're going to come back, get to your calls with both our guests until 8 after. Then Mike Adams and the whole flu issues coming up. Then in the last hour, I'm going to get into the economy, the police state grid, everything, and more of your phone calls continuing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're live. Coming up at the 5 after, we've got Mike Adams joining us. Talk about all the different issues and developments with the flu. From Natural News, Mike Adams, a health ranger. In this segment and the next, we're going to continue with Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo with your phone calls. Dennis in Illinois, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello. Anyway, I've got an article I wrote titled Republic. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. What is the difference? In a democracy, innocent people are persecuted. In a republic, no victim, no crime, no punishment. Common law is just common sense. It has its roots in the Ten Commandments. The original common law was created Admiralty State, emergency.
Dennis, that poem you wrote sounds an awful lot like the Pledge of Allegiance. Yes, a democracy, if 51% say kill the other 49, it happens. In a republic, the majority can't vote out the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I appreciate your call. Roman in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was wondering if I could talk about two things real quick.
Go ahead.
You know how they predicted 9/11 in The Simpsons and in those movies, especially the one with Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes. The long kiss goodnight.
Yeah, yeah. There's one called The Siege where they predict martial law.
In New York.
Yeah, I think somebody's going to be kidnapped, actually, like in that movie. I don't know what, but something's going to happen, and that's what they're going to use instead of the swine flu.
All right, I appreciate your call. Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, we saw the Fox News, the Fox show, Lone Gunman, where the government hijacks a jet to fly it in the World Trade Center to bring in martial law. We are seeing all these messages of collapse of society, martial law, checkpoints in the last decade, and now it's all manifesting in reality.
Well, yeah, Alex, it's the question of chicken and egg. I mean, conspiracy theory, if you want to call it that, is so popular at the moment that that's the playbook that people in Hollywood and TV are all going off, because that's what people watch at the moment. So whereas in the past, when it wasn't popular at all, you could draw parallels between things like the Lone Gunman, which definitely was very suspicious. Now, every other program is about martial law, so, you know, there's not much credence in it now. It's interesting, but...
Yeah, well, there's a massive preparation, Kurt Nemo.
Well, it's indicative when you have a television show like Jericho on that talks about this very thing, nuclear terrorism, and it points back to a mercenary group working in the United States, you know. So, yeah, the programming's definitely out there, and God only knows what's going to happen.
Well, on record, the National Security Council runs everything now, and then it's under the control of the UN Security Council that... The president is the first president to chair it in violation of Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, and they said he's now the New World Order president. I mean, such a throwing it in our face.
Totally unconstitutional.
Alex, the things that scare me more are the programs made by the government. In England, there have been numerous programs made by the government in association with the BBC about mass pandemics, quarantines, and martial law. You know, when the government's putting them out, that's when we should start to have suspicions about what we're being prepared for.
And now they've got Sesame Street with government messages, most of the children's shows, children changing the words of Jesus loves the little children to Obama loves the little children, red, yellow, black, and white, they are all equal in the president's sight. I mean, it's just total 1984. Back in 70 seconds with a few final calls. Then Rick Adams joining us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.